Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back to the first team. Joe DeLeon, Ryan Roberts. We're recapping round three. Put your hands down. Round three of the 2024 NFL Draft. We reacted to round two, round one, and if you missed that, go and check those episodes out. We're going to be sharing the picks that we liked the most. Round three was weird. There were a lot of very, very, very random picks that I think both of us don't love, and kind of like what we do with the second round reaction show. I don't want to be too negative because there were some good ones. There, you know, there were some really nice steals in the third round. First one I want to bring up, Ryan. Christian Haynes, pick 81 to the Seattle Seahawks. Their offensive line has been slowly improving, but it's also been an offensive line that for a long time was a huge weakness for them. I like this. I think that he fits in nicely because he's very physical. He's a mauling presence. I love his feet. He was one of those dudes that I had been banging the table for a very, very long time, and it's tremendous value based on how I projected he would get picked.
Have you felt like we haven't had a big run on guards in like the second round? I feel like the third round was where the guards went. I mean, even Cooper Beebe went in the third round. I feel like it's been all tackles and centers for the most part. And then we just started getting a little bit of a run on guards, which is kind of interesting. Just like a quick note there. But yeah, I think Haynes immediately can come in and at least contend for opportunity, right? Whether that's at guard, whether it's center in a spot. I mean, he's might be in a situation where he might learn all three and see if you can get the best five on the field. I mean, that's very possible, obviously, the table for him.
Second one that I really liked, and I'll let you throw in here any other ones that you were high on.
Okay.
I was really juiced up seeing Jalix Hunt picked where he was. And I want to... I'm only bringing him up not because I think that like, oh, this is a great value pick. Like this is a super big steal. I just like that his landing spot and the destination that he's going to. He's going to a team that we applauded for their efforts so far in this draft of getting multiple defensive pieces. The roster's already relatively filled out. Jalix Hunt was a guy that we both really liked and I think liked a lot more than the general consensus as the super high ceiling, super gifted, bendy guy that still needs time to learn how to play the position, was formerly a defensive back at Cornell. I think with him on the Eagles roster, he doesn't need to have to contribute early. And he could just be a rotational rusher. And then eventually, maybe in 3 years, he could hit that ceiling because he's on a very good, well-coached team with a good defensive coordinator.
You know, it reminds me of a little bit different, completely different situation, but maybe the beginning of the career is going to be similar, is how Josh Sweat came into the Eagles as a fifth round pick and was kind of eased along because of the injury. And then 3 years later, he's a second contract type of guy and a guy that they want to keep in the, obviously the clear rotation as a starter, right? I keep beating the drum, Joe, and I will give you kudos for being early on it. I will give you kudos there, right? But Jalix Hunt, yeah, that's it, man. That's all you're going to get tonight. But Jalix Hunt is a extremely talented player. And if you told me 4 years from now, 5 years from now, that he is one of the top five pass rushers from this draft, I wouldn't be shocked at all about it, man. I think he has that type of upside. I truly do. Easy one for me. Ready? So easy one, transition. Cooper Beebe, as I mentioned, Cooper Beebe was drafted. Let me make sure I have the right spot here. So Cooper Beebe was drafted number 73 overall by the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. Joe, I understand why the NFL was never going to value Cooper Beebe as a top 50 pick, because he's a little bit sought off, really short arms. He's a solid athlete, but he's not a great like lateral mover type. But man, the kid's so technically sound. He fights for every inch. And I think he's got pretty good explosiveness on first contact as well. Like, I would not be shocked at all if Cooper Beebe is a starting guard in a couple years, right? Like, there's not a massive need for the Dallas Cowboys because their interior, well, their center position hasn't been strong, but their interior overall has been strong with Zach Martins of the world. But I really believe that this young man will have a chance to compete, because I think they're moving Tyler Smith, if I'm correct on this. I think they're moving the left tackle. I think that's the thought process of Tyron Smith. So there might be an opportunity to play as a guard in 2024 if Cooper Beebe is ready to play.
I was really excited by this pick too. This feels like, one, a good spot for him to go to a team that's their offensive line's improving. It's a veteran roster. Another situation where it's no high expectation for him to be one of the better offensive linemen on his team. He is a very high floor player, as we've discussed throughout this process. So that's what they need. They needed to add a high floor player because Tyler Guyton is the higher ceiling guy that is probably going to take a little bit of time before he fully comes along. How about this one, Ryan? Adiza Isaac at pick 93 to the Baltimore Ravens. What? This one is hilarious. And again, we keep bringing up the Ravens. We are not a Ravens podcast. We have no affiliation with the region of Baltimore. Nothing. We have no association. But I think in the pre-draft and when we did our pass rusher show, our edge rusher show, we said Adiza Isaac feels like a Baltimore Raven. And here we are. He goes in the third round. This is a perfect spot for him to land in terms of draft projection and draft stock. And it's also the best team that he could have gone to, because you let him stand up, you let him move around, and he can be used creatively by the Baltimore Ravens.
Joe, you're too nice, man. I'm going to double down and triple down on this one. The whole third round is extreme value at edge. I mean, I'm looking down this right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Braylon Trice, number 74 overall to the Atlanta Falcons. Tremendous value at that spot, okay? You mentioned Adisa Isaac already. I would also say Jonah Ellis at number 76, third round. It's good value out of Utah as well, man. Like, no,
I don't 76. Like, I don't,
76.
I thought he was super stiff, man. I didn't really get it with him. I felt that
76, he, though. You did this with
I had a top 150 too, on him. I had a top 150 on him. I wouldn't take him until the middle to the end of the fourth round.
You're such a hater, dude. You're absolutely a hater. But even sure. All right, fine. Throw Jonah Ellis out. We still talk about Jaleek Hunt as another edge rusher. There are 3 to 4 very talented edge rushers that maybe could have gone in the second round, but they get tremendous value here in the third. I will contend this, and I will talk about this in every recap show that anybody has, whether it's on a radio spot or a podcast. 74 for Braylon Trice, I think, is stealing. Like, absolutely stealing. This is my favorite Atlanta Falcons pick, and I know that the bar has not been set very high in that regard.
Rest of them are bad.
But I think that one, they did the Baltimore Ravens thing on this 74 pick. They were like, you know what? Braylon Trice is really good. Let's draft Braylon Trice at 74 when he was probably more of a top 64 player, but they got the value, and I think that he is a ready-made pass rusher. He might not have an upside of some of these other guys that we're talking about in this show, or especially obviously early in this draft. But if you told me 3 years from now that Braylon Trice is a starting edge that's just getting 7 to 9 sacks a year, I would not be shocked at all, because I think he brings that ready-made NFL pass rusher right to the table immediately.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Starts. Two defensive tackles that I really liked in this third round. And that's kind of it for me for guys that like really, really stand out. I like that Trey Benson ends up being the second running back. Was he the second or the first? Yeah. No, he was the first running back that was taken.
Right? No, second. Second. Brooks was taken in the second round.
Jonathan Brooks. All right. He was the second one taken. Cardinals offense. Offensive line's not great, so I just don't know how he projects and what he can do early on. But defensive tackles that I loved. McKinley Jackson with the Bengals because they needed a replacement for DJ Reader, and he's just going to be a space-eating monster, and I loved him. He was my second defensive tackle, if I remember correctly off the top of my head. And then Dwayne Carter from Duke getting to play alongside Ed Oliver on that Bills defense. So the trade back nets you a really monstrous interior defensive lineman. I love both those picks. There's probably some others that you would be willing to bring up, but those ones are probably the last two big ones for me.
So two other ones that I would shout out real quick. Number 69, third round, Junior Colson, linebacker from Michigan to the Los Angeles Chargers. Dude, that was my number one linebacker in this class. I had a early second round grade on him, and I was listening to the broadcast, and it seemed like a lot of NFL teams did too, according to Daniel Jeremiah. Again, there's some context there, and there's some, you know, that's a grain of salt conversation, but he was only the third linebacker taken. I mean, he was the third linebacker selected in this class, and I was a little surprised by that, man. Number 69 overall, I think the Los Angeles Chargers are a big winner for me through 2 days. Like, I really like what the Chargers have done. They go Joe Alt, they go Ladd McConkey, and then they get a guy like a Junior Colson, who obviously Jim Harbaugh is very familiar with in that Michigan defense. I think that is a really good spot. And then here's my fandom kicking in here, Joe. Fandom real quick. Cam Kitchens, Los Angeles Rams at pick 99. I still contend. Best center fielder in this class. Best range working from depth. And the Rams found tremendous value here. I've been up and down with my Rams thoughts so far this draft class, okay? Yeah. Love the Jared Verse pick. Didn't love the Braden Fisk pick. Was fine with the Blake Corum pick. Love the Cam Kitchens pick. I think that he could potentially play for the Rams very soon in their tenure there. And that was one pick after Peyton Wilson going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You want to talk about another team that's made tremendous value?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers going and getting Troy Fatanu and then going to get Zach Frazier and then following that with Peyton Wilson at pick 98 because of the medicals. That's tremendous value in this class.
Yeah, I'm wondering, based on the information that came out for me in Rappaport, what Peyton Wilson's career is like. But holy hell, is that not a perfect landing spot for him? Like, that is the prototype Pittsburgh Steeler, hard nose, downhill, good athlete. Feels like he's just going to, if he can stay healthy, feels like he could have a really, really nice career for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Any other thoughts before I close this out here?
I want to throw out the weirdest pick of the night, Joe. Just weirdest pick of the night. Okay. It's going to come off slightly negative, but yeah, we just need to talk about it for a second. Okay. Caden Wallace going in the third round was not on my bingo card, sir.
That was probably the worst pick of the third round. That was an insane pick. That is ridiculous pick.
Did you even see the cut-ups that they showed as highlights on the thing? And I'm just like, even his highlights aren't impressive, bro. Like, even his highlights aren't impressive. Like, it's
just wild. A guy. It's just a guy. That's a Jag and plus.
Did you notice this one? Forget Caden Wallace for a second. Here's a weird one. Tip Ryman was drafted in the third round. Javion Sanders wasn't drafted in the first three rounds. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that was
Theo Johnson either. No Theo Johnson bonkers. either. Interesting, man. Very interesting.
The tight end class is not has not panned out as I think as a lot of people have expected. And I think the NFL was smart enough to realize, hey, this is not a good tight end class. So we're going to be very specific with our decision making. We're going to recap day three tomorrow. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.